686-2237.
Provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com, and find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
After a bit of a delay, Spike Lee decided to do the right thing. The director agreed to pay a Florida couple after sending out an errant Twitter that he believed contained the address of George Zimmerman. Listen to that again. Spike Lee decided to do the right thing. The question I have is, where was the law to bring down the embodiment of our statutes, our judgments, our ordinances, so on and so forth, against Spike Lee for putting out a tweet to put a hit out on George Zimmerman's life in the first place? But, you know, old Spikey did the right thing, folks. It turns out the address that Spike Lee tweeted was the home of elderly couple Elaine and David McClain. Listen to what I just said. The elderly couple Elaine and David McClain. You want to know what these two old people did, folks? They stood up to Mr. Spike Lee and said, "Oh, no, you don't." The McClain's lawyer, Matt Morgan, tells the AP, "At the point in time, we have come to an agreement with Spike Lee and his attorneys. At this point, the matter is fully resolved. Spike has agreed to compensate the McClains for their loss and for their disruption into their lives. He's taken full responsibility." You want to know why the McClains stood up and did what they did, folks? Because the law and the DOJ didn't come in and do the job it should have did in the first place. So the McClains drew the line in the sand and they said, "Oh, no, you don't, Mr. Wannabe hard guy." Elaine McClain tells the AP that Lee also called them to apologize. And let me tell you why Spike Lee is apologizing for putting a tweety out on the McClain's house. Because he was busted, that's why. And because two old people took responsibility to magnify the law to ensure liberty for the rest of us. Lee had previously said, Spike Lee that is, he was sorry on Twitter after sending the address out to his 250,000 friends, saying, "I deeply apologize to the McClain family for retweeting their address. It was a mistake." Please leave the McLeans in peace. Who the stink does he think he is? I know who he is today.
Yeah.
He's a little...
What a shame, brother.
Yeah, yeah. Confusion and shame belongs to those that speak leasing, lying words. Wow. Spike Lee thinks he's a law unto himself, folks. So does Roseanne Barr. You know her as Roseanne Barr.
I know her as a bear.
Yeah. They're a law unto themselves. Folks, I got to tell you this for the sake of time. Media Research Center picked up a piece today, and guess what they did, folks? And I don't want you to say that I didn't tell you, because I told you. Over the last week and a half, I've been saying we're going to go with this. We're going to go with this. We're going to go with this. Trayvon Martin case and George Zimmerman. Because it's been contrived. To the shame of another major network, I went to the grocery store yesterday, and they have Trayvon's Martin, his picture up there. Folks, guess what picture it is? It's not him up there with his gold teeth and his hoodie on. No! It's his 12-year-old picture right on the front cover, folks. Playing the victim. It's the only way it works for a socialist, folks. You got to create a monster. So there's Zimmerman. He's the big bad monster. But don't pay attention to the sleight of hand that NBC is playing, endangering the life of Zimmerman and his family. Don't worry about them. I thought it was do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Is this entertainment to America? Is this guilty until proven innocent or innocent until proven guilty? You have a system that is completely up on its head, folks, and people like to read this for entertainment value, not even considering the Zimmerman situation. They just want, and some of you out there just want something to talk about. That's it. You just want to talk. As I said yesterday, Zimmerman, he's in hiding. His father's in hiding. I'm trying to figure out where all the righteous people are in this country, because I know there is some that are getting behind him and his family. But this is going to go down in history, our history, as everlasting shame to the people that call themselves the conservatives and the patriots and the Christians to allow this kind of stuff to go on for one more day. Who's responsible? Well, who contrived the story?
That's right.
That's who's responsible.
And who's not causing the course of action of law to come against them. They're responsible as well.
In every sense of the word. Now, Media Research Center did a piece, folks, and I got to tell you this. He did it a three-minute piece, what we've been doing for a week and a half concerning this case. I praise God that we've stayed here, because it's been very prophetic that we've stayed here. Because I can say to you now, I told you so. This is why we stuck to the topic. Now things are beginning to turn against NBC, and there's 50,000 petitions to do a full-scale investigation into NBC. And rightfully so. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to be a part of the show, 1-877-8...
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747 or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart should not fear. the war should rise against me, and this will I be confident. You guys really bless my heart a lot, your stand and everything that you do. The truth does not go out void. It makes a difference, even a lot of times when we don't think it does.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake, folks. If you want to be a part of the show, good luck. 1-877-807-9977. We'll squeeze you in if we can. Folks, I was just thinking, I was going back to get some coffee, and I just said to the producers, I'm just really agitated. I understand this guy's position, Zimmerman's. I understand what it's like to be smeared by the media constantly, only for standing up for that which is right. And I was thinking to myself on the way back, is this program gives, in 1 minute, it gives you more truth in that 1 minute than the state-run conservatives give you in a week. And I'll tell you why, because I believe what I say. And I follow up what I believe by what I do. Now, right before the break, we were talking about what MRC put out there, Media Research Center, and how I said I want to say, I told you so. I hate saying I told you so. I'm not saying it to be arrogant or cocky or give myself merits or accolades. I'm not doing that, folks. I'm just trying to let you know that we really have to do something about what's going on in our country. And with that, the topics that we're on, I find so often where I see the hand of God involved with what's going on. And it's almost like, son, just stay the course. Just stay the course. Nobody else is getting this right now. Just stay the course, son. Just stay the course. And at the end of the day, you can see why you stayed the course. So I want to play this piece by Media Research Center. And after I get done playing it, I want to say, I told you so. To my friends. I'm saying this to my friends. So why don't you go ahead and play that piece and tell me if this isn't exactly, by the way, it just came out today, if this isn't exactly what we've been talking about over the last week and a half in 3 minutes. You did a great job.
Today, I had hoped only to personally thank you for answering our call to hold Comcast accountable. I'm so grateful that so many of our members have done so much for our cause. But two profoundly disturbing events unfolded over the weekend relating to NBC's coverage of the Trayvon Martin case that require our immediate attention. First, NBC News was caught in a falsehood. Let me be clear about this. Not left-wing bias, not spin. A blatant and shameless and deliberate lie. On the NBC Today show, NBC News played a version of Zimmerman's 911 call that they had deceptively and maliciously edited. What the audience heard was Zimmerman, for no reason, telling the dispatcher that, quote,
"This guy looks like he's up to no good. He looks black."
This would confirm all the suspicions that this was a race-based attack. There's only one problem. NBC deliberately edited something out. They edited out the dispatcher asking Zimmerman, "Okay, and this guy, is he white, black, or Hispanic?" It's only then that Zimmerman says to answer the police dispatcher, "He looks black." Folks, that's journalistic malpractice. NBC did not offer an apology or even an explanation for this egregious lie. Again, let me stress that this is not classic media bias. It's journalistic fraud. The Washington Post is reporting that now that they've been caught, NBC is launching an internal investigation. This is good, but not good enough. Frankly, NBC has no credibility investigating anyone, especially themselves. Meanwhile, over at MSNBC, host and notorious race baiter Al Sharpton is in Florida inciting civil unrest. Look, I don't know what happened that night in Sanford, Florida, but that's the point. Neither does Sharpton. Without waiting for the facts, he has declared this a racist murder and has whipped up a racial animosity that is growing increasingly violent. This is dangerous stuff, folks, and NBC News is happily going along with it. If this is what NBC anchors are allowed to do, NBC has surrendered all claims to be calling itself a news network. These two developments, two scandals, are proof positive that NBC is willing to incite racial unrest to further a far-left political agenda.
That's right.
They are shamelessly exploiting a tragedy by manufacturing a race-based narrative. We expect left-wing politicians to engage in this kind of fraud and race-mongering, but for the so-called news media to be leading the charge is deplorable and shows that there is no daylight between the radical left and NBC News. I'm grateful that you took the time to contact Comcast. Get this. So far, over 50,000 calls, emails, and letters have been made or sent. But today, in light of these shocking news scandals, I'm asking you, our grassroots army, to step up the pressure on Comcast. If you already called a board member, please call them again. Reach out to all your patriotic friends and urge them to do the same. Comcast bought NBC thinking it was a legitimate news organization, when in fact NBC has become a far-left political advocacy machine. Comcast board members must be held accountable for what goes on
That's right.
on that network. Thank you, and please keep up the fight.
Cool. That was Media Research Center.
Brent Bazell is the founder, and he's doing his job, and that's exactly what we need from that organization. And they're doing it. They're stepping up. They're taking donor dollars, and they're doing what they said to hold them accountable. He brought up a couple points here I'd like to actually bring up. Number one, Al Sharpton going down into Florida inciting race-based riots. That's exactly what he's doing. That is criminal.
Yeah.
That is wrong. And an investigation.
He's playing Obama's stooge is what he's doing.
And here's the point. It links right back to MSNBC, where he's an anchor of.
That's right.
And see, this is the purpose of the press. The press is supposed to be able to get in there and, again, protect the innocent, find out evidence, dig, prod, not push an agenda. That's not their job.
Well, they're not the law, Jake.
But no, they're
supposed
not.
To give a balanced story is
That's,
what they're supposed
well,
to do.
Ultimately, what you have is if you have a poor person who can't afford big-time attorneys and can't afford fact-finding and evidence, that's where the press comes in, and they find the evidence and they present it to the public to make a person's case. That's the PR part of what the press does. But it has to be within the confines of being arbitrary. They can't take a side. They can't
take a side.
They bring the evidence and let the evidence prove the side.
It's called agenda.
But here you see that that's exactly what they're doing.
Contrivance.
They're contriving, obviously. Yeah. Al Sharpton is a part of that network.
By the way, did you see this with Obama and Al Sharpton? He was invited to...
Yeah, to the Easter...
Yeah, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, but...
What a coincidence, folks.
How many of those
folks,
I told...
We just went up to eat last night. My family and Jake's family, and I just looked at everybody, and I just said, I cannot believe that this man is still in office.
No way.
I,
no,
I cannot believe the American people have played down to this man in office. I can't. Folks, I've said it 100 times. I'll say it again, just like Brent said. What's going on in Florida? This is criminal. This is criminal, folks.
And go right back to the DOJ's office, which is the ones that brought it up in the first place. Then the president comes down and gives his little, oh, it looked like maybe my son or something. Not condemning what's going on, not condemning justice. He's supposed to be a constitutional scholar. Then you've got Al Sharpton who steps in the mix, always trying to get mileage out of the race card. Yeah. Same thing with Jesse Jackson. No word from the White House, no word from Jay Carney, no word on anybody, not to mention the fact that he works for MSNBC, Al Sharpton does.
Hello.
So now you have a major media news network and willfully cutting out things in a phone conversation on 9/11. This whole thing is politically motivated.
Manufactured was a great word.
Manufactured, yes, and you've got the media industry, the complex of NBC, involved in it. Yeah. And not even a shame. They're telling the American public, we're going to do an internal investigation. That's like a criminal saying, Mr. Officer, just hold on. I'll go check if there's any drugs in my house. You just stay right there. Give me a break. That's not an investigation at all.
Totally.
It's how do we cover it up? This morning, you go on their page right now, the U.S. News, the show that had brought out the audio of the 9/11 report. And this is what it says. In police calls, Zimmerman mentioned race only when asked. This is how they're trying to cover up their trail. Just forget about it. Don't worry about it. Yeah. But don't make restitution for it. Spike Lee had to make restitution because why? Because that family took him to court. He would have never did that out of the goodness of his heart. Now he's being careful. Zimmerman mentioned race only when the dispatcher asked him to specify, a fact that could bode well for him. They're switching their story now really quick to get the heat off of themselves. Yeah. And this is, again, coming from NBC on this U.S. news that they're covering.
We're going to play a couple more pieces from NBC just to show you how they like to backtrack. And they apologize. And let me tell you why they apologize, folks. They apologize. The only reason they apologize is because they've been busted.
That's right.
That's it. And the reason is because they know that a lawsuit is looming. And what they do is they get on television and they apologize. They play their little game, their little trickery, their little what would you call it? Their little act they put on for the American people. They're so sorry. Deception. And they try to get you into the emotional realm. And then before you know it, they're doing it again.
Yep.
And when we come back, we're going to play a piece by Ed Schultz. We all know that Ed Schultz called Laura Ingraham, a conservative talk show host. A bad word. I'm not even going to say what he said. I mean, what a low life is really what it comes down to. But, folks, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to keep on this vein because it's important for you to hear. But I want to play that piece from Ed Schultz, and then I'm going to play his apology for you. This is straight from NBC as well, folks. We got to draw the line. We have to hold these people accountable. We have to look out for people that are innocent when the government doesn't do it. We'll be right back. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborist, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. Folks, if you'd like to sign that petition to investigate NBC, please go to Bradley Dean on my Facebook, Bradley Dean on my Facebook, or follow me on Twitter 1, Bradley Twitter 1, that's double E. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter. Folks, men can certainly keep on lying, but he cannot make truth falsehood. He can certainly rebel, but he cannot accomplish something which abolishes the choice of God. Wow. Isn't that interesting?
Not going to change God.
No way.
That's why you got to get on his side and change culture.
Proverbs 19:9 says, a false witness shall not go unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. He's not going to allow leasing words, lying words to continue. The law is always perpetual in the spirit to uncover that which is untrue. So, if God be for you, who can be against you? That's a better way of looking at it. Because he's always at work tearing down the lies. Amen. Let's go to Ed Schultz from NBC. Listen to what he said about Laura Ingraham, the conservative radio shock talk show host. I was going to say shock talk host, but go ahead and check that out.
President Obama is going to be visiting Joplin, Missouri on Sunday. But you know what they're talking about? Like this right-wing slut, what's her name, Laura Ingraham? Yeah, she's a talk slut. You see, she was, back in the day, praising President Reagan when he was drinking a beer overseas, but now that Obama's doing it...
Okay, now listen to this, folks. There's his little rant that he went off on. Now, once he realized what he said on national TV, listen to the tone of his voice following his little rants. Go ahead and play that.
Good evening, Americans, and welcome to the Ed Show from New York tonight. Thomas Roberts will be here tonight anchoring the program, but first I want to take some time to offer an apology. On my radio show yesterday, I used vile and inappropriate language when talking about talk show host Laura Ingraham. I am deeply sorry, and I apologize. It was wrong, uncalled for, and I recognize the severity of what I said. I apologize to you, Laura, and ask for your forgiveness. it doesn't matter what the circumstances were. It doesn't matter that it was on radio and I was ad-libbing. None of that matters. None of that matters. What matters is what I said was terribly vile and not of the standards that I or any other person should adhere to. I want all of you to know tonight that I did call Laura Ingraham today and did not make contact with her, and I will apologize to her as I did in the message that I left her today. I also met with management here at MSNBC, and understanding the severity of the situation and what I said on the radio and how it reflected terribly on this company, I have offered to take myself off the air for an indefinite period of time with no pay. I want to apologize to Laura Ingraham. I want to apologize to my family, my wife. I have embarrassed my family. I have embarrassed this company. And I have been in this business since 1978, and I've made a lot of...
Sorry, I'm just sorry I'm caught. Ed may as well have said it. I'm just sorry that I was caught. Because again, he said that in May about Laura Ingraham, and then in August of 2011, he's lying about Perry, trying to make racist statements, talking about leftist ideologues. My gosh, folks. Now let's play his apology to Rick.
Now, last night we played a clip of Governor Perry talking about the debt being a black cloud over this country. We did not present the full context of those statements, and we should have. Here's the full clip. Let's get it right. Here's the full clip.
I'm a pro-business governor. I don't make any apologies about it, and I will be a pro-business president. Getting America back to work is the most important issue that faces this country. Being able to pay off $14.5 or $16 trillion worth of debt, that big black cloud that hangs over America, that debt that is so monstrous. There's only one way you get rid of it that's practical.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
That's pretty important. That's pretty important to leave that in there. Yeah, folks. NBC,
what could that be about?
And MSNBC at their finest, folks. At their finest. That was pretty important to keep that in context. Yeah? But what did he do? He omitted the end of his sentence in his statement. Man, that sounds really familiar. That sounds like Rachel Maddow doing the same thing when I said they were calling for the execution. The Muslims were calling for the execution of the homosexuals. And then she omits a minute from my radio program and causes the two pieces to concur, trying to turn it on its head with omitted information, trying to make the accusation and insinuating that I was the one calling for the execution of homosexuals. Wow, is that why we're suing NBC, Jake?
Mm-hmm.
Is that why? Are we trying to take it a little bit further and really do something about what we're talking about on the radio all day long? Yeah, we are. We are. It's not a game. Freedom is not a game, folks. Freedom wasn't given to do what we want to do. Freedom was bought and paid for, so we should do and do what we ought to do when we ought to do it. These are grown-ups, folks. These are the people that are on the airwaves. These are the people you see when you go in and out of the airports and in the hotel rooms and in the hotel lobbies. It's become a game. Man, maybe we should all return to the cross of Calvary, yeah? And see how funny it was when the Son of God was sacrificed for the sins of the world. Maybe we should go to Arlington Cemetery and see how funny it really is and go up to the Tomb of the Unknown and start laughing about hundreds and thousands of men and women that have bled the battlefields red to give us freedom by ratifying the Constitution. But it's just a game. Who cares? It's just words. Come on, America. Who cares? Who cares what they say? Who cares what they do? We're losing our country and it's going to hell in a handbasket, and they're sitting there making fun of each other and going after each other and putting hits out on people's lives, and the President of the United States is going right along with it, advocating it, contriving it. But don't worry about it. It's no big deal. Folks, just rest assured, your freedom is going to go away if you let it go away. It's not going to maintain itself. There's freedom nowhere in the world where someone first didn't sacrifice for it. Nowhere. I'm about as sick and tired of these conservatives in America as I am these leftist ideologues. There's no difference to me. Because the right might say the right thing, but they do nothing to let the left continuously do what they do without consequence to the wrong that the right should have righted. How many times do people have to be sorry, folks, before they really need it? Why is this guy still on the air? That's my question.
Now, let me give you an example. The Today Show, in their apology that they sent through an email, by the way, to the Hollywood Reporter on Tuesday, never making a public apology for Zimmerman. But this shows, by not dealing with them when they are wrong, they continue to get more bold and more bold. Has Rachel called and said, apologize to you for cutting any
segments? No, as a matter of fact, we even tried calling MSNBC after her first report. Mm-hmm. Folks, she put two hits out on my ministry. Not one. She did it twice, and then she lowered the disclaimer, the second report, and then she heightened the accusations, saying that me and Michelle Bachman were calling, and Christians were calling for an upping of the bloodshed because Christians weren't doing enough to kill the gays? Folks, this is criminal. It's criminal. It's against the law. The First Amendment doesn't cover up crime and lawbreakers. It exposes them. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty final segment. I got a guy calling in from Minnesota. I'm going to pick you up in about just 2 minutes here. And the reason I'm picking you up, my brother, my friend, is because we're talking about the military. And I don't know if Jeff is a military man, but that was my reason for saying let's take that one, yeah? I want to take him.
Definitely.
I want to honor those guys. High five them. What's really important, folks, is all truth passes through three stages. First, it's ridiculed. Second, it's violently opposed. And third, it's accepted as being self-evident.
Self-evident?
Then? In other words, truth ain't moving. Truth crushed to the earth will rise again. William Cullen Bryant. He's exactly right. I had a thought, but Jake, I wanted to catch your thoughts real quick. See, now we got everybody calling in here, folks.
So just to finish off the fact that Maddow has never apologized to us, NBC has never apologized to us, we just went through a couple examples that happened prior to our situation and prior to the situation with Zimmerman. Now what happens is when they're emboldened, they find out there's been no consequence for them twisting the lie, and they keep going, and they keep going a little bit more. It's kind of like a dog on a leash. You give him a little extra slack, he's not going to say, oh, I don't need that slack. He's going to keep pursuing that slack. Or if he finds a hole in the fence, he's going to go manipulate that hole and try to get out. So that's what the media is doing. This is what they said when asked, has anybody at Today, after they edited this clip, some of these errors are the stupidest errors I've ever heard of. When asked if anyone at Today has lost their job or has been reassigned as a result of the investigation, the NBC spokeswoman said, this is their sorrow, this is their repentance, because conservatives, you haven't dealt with them. We will not be commenting on that course of action.
You have got to be kidding.
We're going to investigate ourselves, and we're not going to tell you what we come up with.
We're pleading the fifth, man. See, we want to turn the Constitution up on its head, too. That's right. Plead the Fifth Amendment, man.
And all this in light to Good Friday. What is today, folks? We're celebrating Christ going to the cross.
Yeah.
Good Friday. In light of us seeing Christ go to the cross, we allow criminals to put him back up on the cross? Because ultimately, when we destroy that salvation, that redemption. People don't reject the law. They reject the redemption.
Yeah, keep in mind, when Jesus was crucified, he looked at the people that were following him to Golgotha, to Calvary, weeping and crying. He said, don't cry for me. Cry for you and your children.
I'm here to redeem you, and you're rejecting that.
That's right. And he said, if they'll do this in a green tree, when you have this much light, what will they do when they snuff out more of the light?
Right.
Folks, and that's their goal.
Exactly.
And you have to turn the light all the way up right now, folks. Now, for the sake of time, let's take Jeff from Minnesota. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, Jeff.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, Bradley. Hi,
Jake.
Jake.
Yep. How are you?
Yes. I'm okay.
All right.
Under the circumstances, I should say. I see a thing on here. I'm a Christian. I'm a Marine veteran. Yeah. I got out in 95. And I see here on U.S. News, MSNBC. And I see a military board, Tea Party Marine, who slammed Obama on Facebook, should be dismissed.
Yeah. You got to make your point quick, Jeff, because we got other callers real quick.
Going to the Constitution, so I'll go right to the Constitution. Amendment says, Amendment 1, Congress shall make no law respecting establishment of religion or prohibiting the free
speech.
Prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peacefully and to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances.
Right.
They're going against the Constitution.
In every sense of the word.
I also got some scripture from the Old Testament, 2 Chronicles, since we have all this stuff going around in the world today, the abortion and the homosexuality.
Yep.
We'll go to 2 Chronicles, kind of a promise from God. The Word of God, 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, "And my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land." So the way I see that passage, if the people will turn from their evil, wicked ways, turn to the Lord, God promises in that passage that he'll heal their land. But if we continue doing, taking people's rights away that are promised in the Constitution by our founding fathers, I don't think God's going to put up with this.
He's not. That's now, Jeff, for the sake of time, I appreciate your phone call, brother. If you read Deuteronomy 28, you'll find that America has turned the blessings on its head as well. There's 14 blessings and 55 curses. We should probably put that into perspective. They want to live under the blessings, but they don't want to do what God said to do to keep the blessings. That's the problem. And I'll say this real quick. If America leaves undone what God commanded them to do towards crime, you're going to wish, when God brings down his judgments, that you would have listened to him before he brought his down. There's no getting around it. We got Blue in Tennessee. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Okay. We got Blue.
The first thing that we need to do is we need to put pressure on our local networks. If you're unsatisfied with what you're getting from your local networks, then you put the pressure on them to do the next right thing. And if that does not work, then you go and you locally go after their advertisers.
That's right.
I've done it personally.
Good for you.
And it's amazing the results that you can get from the local advertisers that will then again put the pressure on the local media to do the next right thing.
You know what you hear from the average conservative, though? Oh, no. Let them say what they want to say. No, Blue, don't do that, just because what you'll do then is you'll pull the rug from under me, then I won't have nothing to talk about tomorrow. You know, instead of having peace and working for justice, no, just let them do what they want to do, because that keeps me in business. And that's exactly right on the head. It's they would rather keep their position than keep freedom. And I'm tired of it. I really am. And that is a great point. Folks, mean what you say. Go for the throat.
And that's where Brent Bazell in the very beginning of the show was saying, you need to go to the board of NBC, Comcast, board members, and go to them. Go right to the throat. Go to where their money people are. If they don't got that, guess what? They don't exist. They don't survive. And even if they don't have a change of heart, they'll change their conduct to line up with that. It's the same thing with the
free enterprise system. Well, for a minute anyways, just ask Ed Sulch and
until somebody allows you to continue to get away with it.
That's right.
But when you don't stop and they don't get away with it, then they keep their conduct within that confines.
And I guarantee you the reason that Ricky went and he just withheld any judgment from that situation with Ed Schultz is because Ed Schultz knew he was running for president.
Yep.
And they would say, oh, why don't you just grow up, man? Take your shots. Well, take your shots, but make sure that they're right. Yep. I told an attorney last week, listen, I don't mind when people say what I said and they're mad about it. That's fine. But don't twist my words to make them out to be what you want them to be.
Well, isn't this about the bigger picture? It's not even about them taking shots at you or Rick Perry. It's about the fact that they would be bold enough to be able to do that, because then that tells me they're taking shots, number one, at my Christ, but number two, they'll take them at my family.
That's right. And
I could care less what people say about me. It's not even a thing anymore. But if they can go beyond me, if they can go to me, they're going to go to somebody else, too.
They will.
And so it turns into not an issue of pride or standing up for my name. It turns an issue of cowardice and not standing up for others' names. And that's where we look. Again, today's Good Friday. Look to Christ. Oh, is it okay? Take your shots at Christ. Now, go ahead.
Real quick, what does an egg and a bunny have to do with Easter? I'm sorry. The meaning of Easter is Jesus Christ's victory over death. By the way, thank you for the call, Blue. Thank you for the call, Jeff. His resurrection symbolizes and confirms the eternal life that is given to all who believe in him. The meaning of Easter also symbolizes the complete verification of all that Jesus preached and taught. If he had not risen from the dead, he would have been just another teacher or a prophet. However, his resurrection gave the final and irrefutable proof that he was really the Son of God. The feast day of Easter was originally a pagan celebration of renewal and rebirth. Celebrated in the early spring, it honored the pagan Saxon goddess Eastri. When the early missionaries converted the Saxons to Christianity, the holiday, the Holy Ghost converted the Saxons to Christianity, I should say. The holiday, since it fell around the same time as the traditional memorial of Christ's resurrection from the dead, it was merged with the pagan celebration and became known as Easter. The meaning of Easter was also changed to reflect its new Christian orientation. In America, what do they do? They disrespect. They show disdain. They bring shame upon the name of Christ. Especially when you have professed churches in America doing Easter bunny hunts or Easter egg hunts. You have got to be kidding me, folks. I just want to ask you the question, and I want to leave you with the question. What does a bunny have to do with Easter? Christ died. I mean, that's like going to Arlington Cemetery and taking a bunch of eggs and bunnies and desecrating everything and blaspheming and shielding everything that those men did. No, folks, keep your eyes on the cross of Jesus Christ. Keep your eyes fixed on the author and the finish of your faith. And what is it that overcomes the world, folks? Even your faith. And you'll win the day. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. The time flies. I mean, that's why we're always talking like we're going 90 miles an hour.
Gotta hurry.
We only got an hour, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, or check me out on Bradley Dean on my Facebook, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Thanks for calling in, guys. This is about you. We love you by what we do, and we're going to win the day, folks. Just stay the course.